WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Reading hurricane advisories, we see reference to a Category 3 or Category 1 storm. This reference is to the Saffir-Simpson Damage Potential Scale, intended to give people an idea of what to expect from an approaching hurricane. The scale is named after Herbert Saffir, a consulting engineer in Coral Gables, Florida, and Dr. Robert Simpson, director of the National Hurricane Center, from 1967 through 1973. The scale was introduced in 1973 and heavily promoted by Dr. Neil Frank, director of the Hurricane Center, following Simpson. The scale is used only in the Atlantic and Northern Pacific, east of the international dateline. Saffir, an expert on wind damage who helped write the Dade County, Florida Building Code, developed the first version of the scale in 1971 for a United Nations report on construction that could stand up to high wind. It used wind speed as a guide to the damage to be expected. As Hurricane Center director, when Camille approached the Gulf Coast, Simpson was responsible for forecasting when, where, and how hard the hurricane would hit, and also for convincing emergency management officials and the public that the storm was looking like the most dangerous hurricane to hit the USA in decades. A new computer model of how much storm surge particular hurricanes are likely to create, and an Air Force Hurricane Hunter plane that discovered Camille had one of the lowest barometric pressures ever measured up to then in the Western Hemisphere. The lower the pressure, the stronger the storm, and the higher the surge, convinced Simpson that extraordinary warnings were needed. At the same time, the first computer model designed to forecast the height of a storm's surge was being developed. The new model calculated that Camille would push ashore 20 feet of storm surge. Simpson broke the Weather Bureau's rules against using specific wind speed or surge figures or wind speeds in forecasts. They were supposed to say things such as strong winds and dangerously high water are expected. Instead of using generalities, Simpson said that Camille's surge would be 15 to 20 feet. The highest turned out to be 22.6 feet in Pass Christiane, Mississippi. After it was all over, despite the success of the evacuations, Simpson felt he needed a better way to communicate what a storm is capable of doing. He correlated Saffir's wind damage rankings with the surge potential to create the scale used today. The scale runs from 1 to 5, with a Category 5 the worst. A Category 5 storm will have wind over 155 miles per hour and storm surge greater than 18 feet. Well, it's my anniversary, so I better get going, or I'll know the fury of a Category 6. If you have a question about a weather term, drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com.